Steve Van Buren of the Philadelphia Eagles was the biggest name in pro football in the years immediately after World War II.
Out of the tee, Van Buren swings wide around right end. Keep your eye on Steve as he goes over that goal line. That's blasting your way over.
He was a player that could do everything. He was the best blocking back in the league. He could catch the ball. He could return punts, kickoffs, and he could run the ball. He'd done all things. He is the prototype that every team has been looking for ever since.
Van Buren was born in Honduras and raised in Louisiana. He earned All-America honors at LSU and was the Eagles' first draft pick in 1944. He was a rare combination of power and speed.
I weighed 205. If I played today, that's all I'd want to be. And I could outrun everybody in 50 yards at that time in the whole league.
We had a fellow on our team by the name of Clyde Smackover Scott, and he ran like a 9.2 or something, and Steve outweighed him by 45, 50 pounds. And in the first 50 yards, he could beat Smackover Scott.
Van Buren was the league's best back and biggest bargain.
You know what I signed for the Eagles for number one draft choice? I signed for $4,000. I made All-Pro the first year, but $4,000. And I ended up the next year, I signed for 3 years with $7,000. I said, whatever you want to give me, I'll sign for. I would have played for anything then.
Van Buren led the NFL in rushing four times in a five-year period from 1945 through 1949. He was a superstar, but he never acted like one.
He never says two words. Never said anything, to be truthful with you. Just give me the ball and I'll produce, and he did. He could run. He used to put that shoulder down, knock those guys off, and keep on going. No, he was the greatest ball player that I ever saw with the Eagles.
In December 1948, a blizzard hit Philadelphia as the Eagles met the Chicago Cardinals for the NFL championship. There was so much snow that Van Buren was forced to take public transit to the stadium.
I had to catch three trolleys and walk about six blocks to the stadium.
It was snowing so hard that you couldn't see the lines at all. You couldn't tell when you were out of bounds.
A foot of snow fell that day. There was nothing moving in Philadelphia except Steve Van Buren, who carried the ball 26 times for 98 yards. In the fourth quarter, Van Buren broke a scoreless tie, powering over from the five-yard line to bring the Eagles their first world championship. When the game ended, the jubilant fans carried Van Buren off the field. The following season, Van Buren set a league record by rushing for 1,146 yards as he led the Eagles back to the championship game. This time, they played the Los Angeles Rams in a torrential rain. Van Buren rushed for 196 yards as the Eagles defeated the Rams 14-0. When Van Buren retired in 1952, he was the league's all-time leading rusher with 5,860 yards. He was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1965. In 1988, Van Buren suffered a massive stroke, and it was feared he might never walk again. But his determination to attend the 40th anniversary of the Eagles' first championship team inspired his greatest comeback.
This event, the reunion coming up, ended up as a motivation for him, you see. He said, I'm going to make it back in time for that reunion. And he has had a fantastic recovery because that was his target, see. It put him on, that was his goal, to be ready for this reunion.
Just 3 months after his stroke, Steve Van Buren kept his promise to his teammates and walked onto the field to join them.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for the greatest Eagle of them all, number 15, Steve Van Buren.
Veteran stadium crowd, most of whom were too young to have seen Van Buren play, gave him a standing ovation. It was a fitting tribute to the man who carried the Eagles to their first two world championships.
I'll see you boys at the next reunion 30 years from now.